This is a thing with ESG. If you're new to it, we have way too many acronyms. It's a problem.
I thought accounting LOL. Had too many. Yeah, right.
Hello and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the one platform that unites the financial reporting, ESG, audit, and risk teams like coffee and happiness. My name is Mike Gravano, Off the Books producer and recovering Cherry Coke addict. With me, as always, Steve. Introduce yourself, please.
Sure. My name is Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado, loving the stickers that we got, which is amazing. Looking forward to debiting a great conversation, and I'm happy to be here.
And Catherine.
I'm not an accountant, but I'm a professional asker of questions. My drink of choice is a venti soy chai, and happy to be here with our guest, Charlie.
Yes, we're joined by Charlie Nelson. Charlie, can you just kick us off with introducing yourself and what your whole deal is?
Yeah, so I'm Charlie Nelson. I manage ESG reporting at Etsy. A little bit about that. We do integrated reporting. We'll get into that in a little bit, but just want to give that kind of preface. So a lot of you may have heard about that. I know it's been tossed around a lot. We've been doing it for a while, so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Well, let's dig into that, because you are a trained sustainability professional. Who do you report to? What team do you sit on?
Yeah, so I sit on our integrated reporting and consolidations team. Prior to that, I was actually on the technical accounting team, so shift there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you study in school then?
So I have a bachelor's in environmental policy, master's in environmental management.
Okay.
Yeah, so ESG through and through.
He's legit. This is not a Johnny-come-lately sustainability person right here.
It's in the blood.
That's right.
Deep in here.
So what's it like to work with financial reporting? I mean, and you've been doing it for a while, so what do you think?
Yeah, 3.5 years at Etsy. I think when I applied to the position, I was like, reporting to accounting, that will be interesting. I don't know any accounting. Greenhouse gas accounting, sure, but to me that's like a whole different ballpark. But it's been good. It's been interesting. I've learned a ton. I did not know a lot of financial things, so I've had a chance to dig into that. You know, there's a lot of similarities. People think ESG very different, but as far as reporting goes, you want kind of the same things. If you're getting your data audited, you want it to be from reliable sources, from reliable people, well documented. That's the same whether it's in financial reporting or voluntary sustainability reporting. So I think a bit more connected than people might think initially. So I think one of the things that I really picked up on was the structure piece. So like ESG reporting, voluntary, you have these deadlines, but you know they're not tied to a 10K. With a 10K, you have a date, usually mid-February for us, and you are very tied to that. You can't move, so you need to have everything planned down to the day. Whereas voluntary reporting, you might be in May, June, July, August, September, you don't know. So when you're tied to that tighter deadline, you really need to have over-communication with folks about expectations.
Do you feel like, I mean, again, you've been doing this for a long time, and I think we sort of make a joke that, you know, on ESG and sustainability, it's a little squishy, maybe that's not quite the word, you know, financial reporting, kind of hard, rigorous, whatever. I mean, it sounds like what you're really telling me is that deadlines notwithstanding, they aren't actually as different as we might think. Would you characterize it like that?
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked about that a little bit, because I think one of the things people think, you know, I think a little bit, I'm like, oh, it is different. But then you think about some of the data you use, right? Scope 3 emissions, a lot of it comes from financial data. If you're doing Scope 3 Category 1, to go a little nerdy on this, you're using a lot of spend data with suppliers. That's all coming from your financial statements. You can't get that data at the end of the year until your books are closed financially. And so like working with a financial team, they know when that's going to be done. I don't have to go searching through accounting to find the right people. I know who they are because I work directly with them. Some of them are at this conference. So I'm able to like very clearly have expectations as to when data will be ready. And it really streamlines a lot of that reporting. There's the preconceived notion that it might be like a little bit different. But again, a lot of it is similar because it's coming from the same data in the process, the assurance. Different but similar. The data looks very different. You're talking tons of CO2e versus dollars. I like to talk about it in terms of like ton of CO2e is essentially just that comes from data that is changed over. Those are just like FX rates for dollars. If you're getting euros, you're switching it to a dollar maybe and you're reporting. Same thing. You're switching a dollar then to CO2. A couple other things in between, but very similar.
CO2E, I didn't quite follow. You said FX, and I was like right there with you.
Yeah,
thank you for adding that in.
Yeah, happy to have you. Tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. So that's like, that's our U.S. dollar in GHG accounting. So that's what everything goes through. There's other greenhouse gases, several of them, but we don't really talk about them quite as much. It all ends up coming back to this one unit, and that's how companies measure like their net zero targets, their long-term science-based targets, short-term, whatever it might be, and that's kind of the absolute unit. They might do intensity versus dollars gross profit. So again, that financial piece is in there. That's tons of CO2E.
ESG and sustainability is a team sport. The work spans multiple disciplines. Luckily, so does the Workiva platform. Discover how just about everyone can work together at workiva.com/ESG. That's WORKIVA.com/ESG.
What would you say you've learned from your financial reporting teammates, and what would you say that you hope that they're learning from you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the biggest thing is that there's like shared education that takes place. It's my responsibility. I've learned that like if I don't go ahead and proactively tell people, if I don't join company L&Ds, if I don't join our all hands and talk a little bit about things, then people...
And L&D, that's learning and development.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
This is a thing with ESG. If you're new to it, we have way too many acronyms. It's a problem.
I thought accounting LOL. Had too many. Yeah, right?
Raffle. There's way too much. L&Ds, y'all... We call them y'all hands at Etsy. We're a little bit quirky. But our all hands, we're like, I'll go on and try and make these connections. I mentioned the dollar, the FX rates. I made a big four connection where we have four primary greenhouse gases that we talk about, carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide. Not the PWCs, KPMGs, but everyone's like, oh, big four, making those connections. So
I like that.
So that's important. Like, my job is to educate them and to receive that education. I didn't know what EBITDA stand for before I started. Don't ask me to do it now.
That's okay.
I'm blanking, but I did learn it at some point. So, yeah, I think the education piece goes both ways. So that structure that I mentioned earlier, that's a big learned piece for me. It's like you think you communicate well, but then when you're communicating over a two-month process or longer, but sustainability reporting, it could be 6 months, 4 months, 5 months. You need to have like an intense level of communication to really achieve that for ESG reporting.
And do you think that integration, as evidenced by where you report and where you sit in the team, is that almost inevitable? I mean, I realize there's regulatory scrutiny, stakeholders are looking for them. It's kind of like, you know, a lot of things are sort of shifting. Clearly, it's not going away. Etsy's been at the forefront of this for a long time. Do you feel like, hey, this is probably what it's going to look like, or something similar to this? Maybe fast forward 3 years, 5 years, who knows what horizon, but you think that's the right way to describe it?
Inevitable. Yeah, no, I do. And you asked me like what I hope people within accounting have taken away from me. I think that's one of the big things that I am stressing every year as our disclosure gets a little bit longer, a little bit more intense. It's that this isn't going away. It's only going to become more formalized. Like the version that we're doing now is not going to look the same. Definitely a couple years from now when we have CSRD or whatever it might be that we fall in scope of. Like, that changes the game. And I think folks are going to have to get comfortable with that because realistically, like, there's dozens of regulations across different countries. Some of them are similar. There's IFRS. I'm trying not to use too many acronyms, but it's literally impossible.
IFRS, REST.
Yeah, the REST, CSRD. There's all of that. And there's always been these investor reports. Like, this has been around for a while. It's just now becoming formalized. So I think folks need to get comfortable with that. It's key in selling that message.
So usually we do one closing question, but we actually have two closing questions.
As many as you'd like.
Oh my gosh. Don't tell them that. She's a professional asker of questions. She'll fire these off all day. So closing question number one.
Sure.
When other accountants go on vacation, do they have you like prepping journal entries, doing reconciliations, coding invoices? Do they like tap on you to do like some like core accounting stuff?
All the time.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
They don't even check. No, I'm just kidding. It is a thing at Etsy because we have sabbaticals and we have 6 months of parental leave. So we do end up in these situations. However, the one time I did generally ask that, I got a very firm no.
Like, asked because you wanted the opportunity?
It was a little sarcasm, but it was also okay. Like, hey, notice that this person is going out. If you need someone to fill in, I could put some new perspective on that.
Interesting.
It was a solid no, but okay. You know.
Well, if they ever tap on you, my advice for a company like Etsy, avoid capitalized software because that sucks, and avoid payroll because that also sucks, booking payroll. I don't know. Maybe our audience feels differently. I always struggled with those.
These are things I've heard of. Some of my coworkers. I sit next to all accountants, actually. I don't sit with the sustainability team when I'm in the office, so I get to hear about CapWeb. It's cool stuff.
Gotcha.
For our second closing question, taking a sharp left turn, huge fan of Etsy. That's how it makes me look like I'm very good at gift giving because I just go to Etsy. What is the wackiest or coolest thing you've seen out there on the website?
Oh, dear. People share these sometimes at Etsy. I think there was some mice on a chessboard that may or may not have been taxidermied. I don't know if that fell within our policy and got taken down, but that was kind of crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was out there. There's a lot. There's a lot of good stuff. And gifting, to do a shameless plug, we launched gift mode a few months ago, so that will help you find all of your gifting needs as we enter the holiday season.
Oh,
that's exciting.
I will be using that.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, way to go. Well, Charlie Nelson from Etsy, thank you so much for agreeing to stop by and answer our questions and for being here at Amplify. Honest, we really appreciate it. We've got a session a little bit later. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thank you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. I'm Mike Gravagno. This is Captain Tsai. This is Steve Soder. And this has been Off the Books, presented by Workiva. Please subscribe, leave a review, and tell your buddies if you like the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave us a note in the comments or feel free to drop us a line at offthebooks@workiva.com. Surf's up, and we'll see you on the next wave.